So what do we know about the state of the building or the nature of the damage?
We know very little ourselves at this moment, again, citing security concerns. DOC spoke in very broad terms about the nature of repair work happening at sites at the facility. They said both aging infrastructure and extreme wet weather had contributed to a need for repairs to the building.
Talk me through the transfer of incarcerated individuals. Who's being moved and why?
Again, at this point, that's largely unclear. It seems that it's to accommodate this repair work. At this point, what we know is that 45 to 50 people were transferred amid renovations and repair work to the prison. We know that about half of that population was female.
Do we know where in the state they're being moved?
We were told multiple facilities in South Central Alaska was the destination. DOC generally stated that where inmates are taken to and specific identity of inmates generally not shared to protect both staff and the incarcerated individuals.
Is there any specific data surrounding the situation that stuck out to you?
I was surprised that it was approximately 20% of the population. That's a significant group of people in a community of a little over 30,000. 50 people is a lot of people, even over the course of several months. So it was somewhat surprising that the transfer had happened at that scope and apparently with relative speed and not a ton of information making its way to the public.
Do we know how many people are being moved or sentenced and how many are still awaiting trial? Is there any statistics on that?
That is not something I know at this time. I know that we're not done reporting on this. And we have several questions in, and we've reached out to some folks who we believe may have been transferred. So hopefully we're able to get greater clarity into that.
So how is this affecting the lives of the incarcerated people being moved? I imagine that their access to visitation is now impaired if they're being shifted to new correctional centers. Getting to Juneau is hard enough coming from the outside. I'm just kind of curious how this is impacting their ability to reach people.
Right. That is something I would be interested in knowing more about in the coming days, coming weeks, as we're able to talk to folks. Based on what we know now, DOC says that the overwhelming majority of incarcerated people prefer to communicate remotely with family and legal counsel, and they should continue to be able to do that at other facilities. They're someplace different, and if they had been relying on non-technology to communicate with their legal representation or families or visitation, I'd have to imagine that would be impacted.
Do we have any idea when these repairs will be finished?
We had been told that they are working with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities on the repairs, and that there is not yet a timeline for when the repairs will be done.
So to be clear, Lemon Creek Correctional Center is not closing down. It is simply redistributing individuals to safer locations while construction is completed.
That's what we were told.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Ben. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.